of worship. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this Thanksgiving Sunday. Thank you for the grace to come into your presence. We take enough for granted, Father. We ask that even as we have come this day, despite the cold, despite the weather, but we have come to showcase ourselves before you, for to worship you, which is the essence of our creation. Father, we ask this morning that may we not leave your presence the same way.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for all the diverse testimonies. Thank you for confirming the words of your prophet. Thank you for bringing your words to come to pass. May your name alone be exalted. In the name of Jesus. Let your word come with precision. Let it come with power this morning. And do what only you can do. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Amen. You may please be seated. Help me tap your neighbor, you're welcome. Come and help me say to your neighbor, you're welcome. Help me say to that person, you made it despite the cold. There is a blessing in store for you. And you will not miss it. In the name of Jesus. Now, because I know that the word of God is true, I want to say to someone here again, this time next week, there will be a testimony for you.
Yeah.
If some of you don't believe, I'll say, faithful is he who has said it, for he will do it. Faithful is he, capital he, not me, he that has said it, for he will do it. Because you believe, this time next week, we will give you another chance. You will share your testimony in Jesus' name. Please let's go. Saturday, 7th February, there will be men of valor meeting, starting at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Please, all the men, let's make ourselves available. Venue is 57 Evans Forge Grove, Northwest Calgary, the home of the Isaacs. So please, the address will be projected. Let us be there Saturday at 5 p.m. This year, God is going to do the men a lot of good.
Yeah.
But remember, your obedience is important. Again, let's remember, because of the forecast of the weather on Tuesday, there will not be any Bible study. We won't be having any, just want everybody to stay at home. Let's preserve our lives. Let's make sure that we stay out of the roads as much as possible. It's not just coming to church that we are after for you, but we are after your well-being as well. So having received the alert, we believe that it will be nice and it will be knowledgeable and wise as well to let the people of God stay at home, to stay off the road. So please, on Tuesday, we'll still send out the messages. There won't be any Bible study on Tuesday. Again, there are three more slots for the marriage course. Starts 16th of February. 15th of February, start on the 15th of February. Let's make ourselves available. Remember, and God will always give opportunity for us to do what, to avert what might be coming. But the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. A workmanship that is not ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. It is my prayer that no calamity will befall our marriages this year in the name of Jesus. So there's still some of us that I expect to see your names there. Make sure you register for that course, and you will not regret it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I have a testimony, so I want to thank the Lord for preserving our lives again. I take it all for granted for what God has done and what He will continue to do. May His name alone be exalted. You know, coming to church, we just want to thank God that 15th day of January will always be a memorial in our lives that God saved us, not just one of us, but the whole family. And may His name alone be exalted in the name of Jesus. So, you might not understand the importance of life, but it is only, you are almost there when you see death, and it is only God that can move it away for you. That is where you will understand what it takes to have life. So, I am grateful for my family. I'm grateful for all that God has done, and may His name alone be exalted in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And then I want to testify to the name of the Lord as well. You know, since the Lord gave us the theme, God of all graces, last year, I said, Lord, what I want to do is every morning before my children go to school, I pray for them. And all I keep telling them is, this grace will evolve and will speak for you. And I bless God. They came back with their result. My daughter came back on Thursday with honors in her result. She got an award as one of the best students in her class, with honors. She came with a certificate, and we're just so thankful to God. And Lord, thank you indeed that there are more people that are more studious, but grace evolved for her. And even for my son as well. All together, my daughter altogether had 106. 106. My son had 96. Said, Daddy, just by 4 points. Said, don't worry, next step, you too, you will get your own. And I know that that is the work of grace. So I have all us to celebrate and to rejoice that indeed our God is gracious. May his name alone be exalted in Jesus' name. I want to welcome us to this month. The thing for this month is the wonders of his grace. And I prophesy to you, this month, you will see the wonders of what grace can do in your life in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your believing, amen. I said, I didn't hear your believing, amen. Are we cold in here? I said, I can't hear your believing, amen. So this morning, we're going to be looking at throughout the month, the wonders of his grace. What are the wonders of the grace of God? What are the things that you see that becomes inevitable, that becomes so paramount, becomes so glaring when grace is at work in the life of a man? This month, I pray that yours will rejoice on the wonders of his grace over your lives in the name of Jesus. Now, as we said last month, I just want to reiterate again before we go shortly, that without God's grace in this kingdom, you cannot be great. It is grace that makes great. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It is only grace that makes great, not effort, not mechanical effort, not human connection, not political connections. It is only grace that makes great. Now, God's grace is what makes great. Greatness is tied to the grace of God. In the kingdom of God, you cannot gain heights until you appreciate the grace of God. So every time you want to gain heights, you must long for grace. Behind the making of any man in God's kingdom, when you look behind, what you see at work is what? Is grace. What makes great is grace. Grace is what makes the journey of life fruitful while others are toiling. Any journey void of grace will be what? Will be stressful. No matter your accolades, political affluence, or connections in high places, if you don't bank on the grace of God, you will be operating under a limited sphere of life. But one thing about grace is this: grace opens you up to undiluted, uncorruptible what? Influence. It opens you to miracles, to things that are greater than you. Because when grace comes upon your life, you find that people are longing for you. There is something that they see in you by grace that they want to tap into. Our scripture for the month is taken from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Let's open up together. Zechariah chapter 4, we're going to read quickly. Zechariah chapter 4, 6 to 7. Are we all there? I want us all to read together. Church, are we there? Come on, can you hear your yes? Are you there? Okay, I'll give you 5 more seconds. 2, 1. Are we there? Let us go. Then he answered and spake unto me. We're not, praise the Lord. I want us all to read together. Remember, the Bible says, he that readeth is blessed. Blessed is he that readeth. So when you read, you are blessed. Are we there? Okay, let us read. 1, 2, go. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and shalt bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Crying what? Grace, grace unto it. We could see here that before the mountains moved, Zerubbabel had to cry what? Grace. What made the mountain to move was not by his might, was not by his strength, not by his prayer life, but was by grace. Without grace, the Holy Spirit wouldn't have helped him to remove the mountain. The moment he received grace, the mountain was moved. What does that tell us here now? that victory in life is sweet when we are operating under grace. What makes victory to be sweet is grace. What makes victory to be sweet is grace. So we can say that without grace, which is divine help, mountains would move. Mountains would not move without grace. So what is grace? Grace is divine help. When God takes over what your human help stops. When God takes over where your human help stops. When God takes over where your human strength, your human accolades, your human strength, knowledge and wisdom and connection, where it stops, God takes over. When grace is at work in a man's life, you don't need any human support because grace is the size of God. Grace is the size of God. When grace is at work, you don't need any support from anyone. Why? Grace by itself is alone, is good enough to do and to settle all things. It is the cry for grace that makes grace to work. Grace, therefore, is divine leverage that you and I, we have something that we can leverage on. Where others are struggling, you and I have this ability. We have this divine virtue that we can leverage on while other people are doing things mechanically. I pray for you today that this service will end all your struggles in the name of Jesus. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. When grace is at work, human support stops. Because God will not share his glory with any man. So when you see grace at work in the life of a man, every support that is human, that person has been receiving, comes to an end. Billy Graham said, when you come to the end of yourself, when you come to the end of yourselves, when then comes to the beginning of God? When you come to the end of yourselves is when you come to the beginning of who? Of God. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall give silence in darkness, for by strength shall no man do what? Prevail. So God's grace is enough for you. It's all that you need. Grace is all that you need. Now you cannot, listen to this very well, and I want us to sing very well this with this. You can have favor and not enjoy grace. But you cannot have grace and don't enjoy favor. So when you look at the pedestal, favor and grace, which one is more? Which one is more potent? Grace. You can have favor and not enjoy grace, but you cannot have grace and don't enjoy favor. So you can see that the prayer of grace is a very important prayer for us as Christians to pray. One fundamental thing about grace is that it comes with favor. Favor is embedded in grace. And the moment grace is operating in your life, everybody favors you. Everybody can be favoring someone, but you don't have the divine support to carry out things. People can gather around, and yet things are not yet done. But the moment you have grace, favor comes with grace. And because of that grace, everybody wants to support the grace that they see. They want to enable that grace. They want to tap into that grace. They believe that that grace should be supported, and they want to favor you. I pray that that will be your portion this month in the name of Jesus. Amen. That was how every time Paul wrote, he will always talk about grace. There was no account of Paul that you will not see grace there. Every time Paul will speak, Paul will always speak about the importance and the efficacy of grace, because what made him was not human strength, the last that became the foremost. Grace was what made him. So he will always make sure that he tells everybody that all that you see at work is not a function of my accolades, is not a function of my strength. He will always point them to the works of grace. I pray that grace will be at work in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Important truth about grace. Number one, what are the important truths about grace? Can I have the slides going on, please? Important truth about grace. Realize that you need grace. You must come to that point where you know that you need grace. The number one thing about grace is this. When you know that you need grace, grace comes. A lot of Christians are walking and living without coming to the reality that they need grace. A lot of Christians have not come to that realization that in the kingdom of God, there is a virtue, an enablement called grace. So they continue to do it as they know, as they can, by the words of men, by the words of what they have been told, by the books, they continue to do it until you come to that realization of the importance of grace. Grace might not come. Look at what he says in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9b. For by strength shall no man prevail. You must come to the realization that you need grace. One of the reasons a lot of people are not forging ahead is because they lack the grace factor. They have all that it takes. The accolade speaks of all that they can do. But grace is not at work. But what magnetizes people to you is grace. What makes your walk to speak for itself is grace. Let me let you know that there is nothing new under the earth. There is nothing that you want to do in any industry now that has not been done before. There is nothing new under the sun that the world has not seen before. But what makes it outstanding is grace. What makes it attractive is grace. There is nothing that you want to say you want to achieve. There is no money that anybody wants to make. There is nothing that you want to give to anybody that if you search through scriptures has not been given before. The Bible says in the days of Solomon, gold and silver were like dust. So when we're talking about riches, we've heard before in those days. But what really makes great in this era is grace. And I pray that that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. For someone here today that you want to capitalize on that grace, may it work for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your amen very well. The number two thing about grace is this. Important truth about grace. Ignore your human strength. Help me tell your neighbor. Ignore. Come on, open your mouth. Say ignore. Your human strength. Every time you go before God, don't see yourself as having any strength. Don't see yourself, Father, look at my resume. Why are they not calling me? You're only making your matters worse. Father, can look at it. I'm far, far better than all that are there. Are you the judge? When did you become the judge of all? Ignore your own strength before God. The best way for you to tap into grace, to walk in grace, is for you to do what? To ignore your human strength. The moment you begin to trust in your connection, your affluence, God has gone away from you. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8. Isaiah 42 verse 8 says, and the Lord, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Every time you go before God, you have a request to make. Every time you are trusting God for something, tell the Lord, Lord, I have no strength on my own. We sing that song, I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I come to you now, help me. I have no power. When you begin to sing a song like that, grace comes. But not that every time you believe that you have what it takes to make it happen. Says, my glory will I not share with any man. Neither what? Neither my praise to bring any images. So if you want grace to work for you, this month, you want to exhibit the wonders of grace, make sure that you ignore human strength. Say to your neighbor, bank on grace. Help me say to your neighbor, bank on grace. Come on, say to your neighbor, bank on grace. Help me tell that neighbor, look at them and say, for me, This month, I will bank on his grace. Tell that person again so that when they are hearing a testimony in the room, say, for me, this month, in the name of Jesus, I will bank on his grace. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Now look at me. If it is by accolades or eloquence, some of us should not be preaching today. If it is by eloquence or accolades, look around you, ladies and gentlemen. Look around you, there are people that are far, far better than you and I. But they have nothing to show for their lives. We complain every time, Lord, nothing is working. And God is just saying everything is working because you don't see it. That there are people that are far, far better than you and they have nothing to show. Have you ever imagined a lot of us when we're back in Africa, in Nigeria, Our parents, they were ministry workers, and they sent 5 people to the university. Mm. Have you ever wondered how they did it? In a 2-bedroom apartment with a Volkswagen, they sent 5 children to the university. How many people can reason with that? Or you've not seen that before? Oh, we have Canadians, we'll be here forever. So we don't see such things. You see people with 5 children, and you're wondering, how much are they earning to send 5 children to the university? Grace. It is not of him that willeth, it is not of him that runneth, but it is of God that showeth mercy. People earn thousands of dollars, and they have nothing to show for it. There are people in this city, $8,000, $9,000 a month. At the end of the month, there is nothing to show for it. But here you are with your $3,000, $4,000. You're buying houses. Everything is working. Everything is taking shape. No sicknesses. Nothing evil to spend your money on. Everything is just working by His grace. Come and shout hallelujah to the Lord. So when we look at other people and we're wondering, how come my life is not like that? Don't envy any man. Just thank God for your life. That you have sanity of mind, sanity of spirit. You should thank God for that. Grace. Grace. When you go to the hospital, you will know that it is more than what you think it is. If it is medication, there are medications in this world that should be able to heal people. But like Brother Peter would say, the devil is a bad devil. Grace is always what is at work. So thank God for grace at work in your life. Some people that you can show for why you are saving money, that you can pay your bills. You know, every time I'm thanking God, I mentionally count your blessings in them one by one. Thank God for my insurance. I'm able to put gas in the car. Thank God, oh Lord, that I can even my children can say, Daddy, my donuts, I say, okay, let's go. Even if it's $12 I buy for them, I can still afford it. I just bless God. I just bless God. I was somewhere one day. You see, we take a lot of things for granted. And the child said, oh, look at this child. You know, my daughter was blowing the saxophone. And I'll say, oh, mommy, I want to blow like that too. I want to blow like that. Mom said, I've told you we cannot afford it. And I said to the mother, do you know you can go to London back with just $20 a month? Said, it's not in our budget for this year. $20 a month. It's not in their budget. That means they cannot afford to miss one paycheck. Everything is accounted for to the last cent and dollar. Yet, they cannot put $20 a month for their son to blow saxophone. Come on, lift up your hands and bless God. So Lord, I thank you for who you have made me. Come on, bless the name of the Lord for grace at work in your life. We complain, we murmur, and God shakes his head and says, if only you know who you are. You that people have made prayer points, you are the one that is standing and complaining. You that people use as prayer points, Lord, make me like this person. Lord, bless me like this person. And yet you are the one that is always murmuring before God. Grace is at work. Let us celebrate grace. Father will give you praise. So what is the purpose of grace? What is the purpose of grace? When we talk about this grace, what is the purpose of grace? Number one, grace lifts or raises men. The purpose of grace is to lift you and to raise you. Say to your neighbor, the purpose of grace is to lift you and is to raise you. Look at it very well. Every man that was great in Scripture was by grace. Every man that was great in Scripture was by grace. Exodus chapter 33, 13 to 17. Look at what happened there. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I find grace in thy sight, show me now the way that I may know thee, that I have found grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee what? Rest. When you have grace, you find rest. When you have grace, you find rest. Let me tell you, neighbor, when you find grace, you have rest. Look at the prayer of Moses. If I have found grace in thy sight, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I I will give you rest. We live in a world, 25, 30, 18 year old, young adult, having hypertension. They're wondering, what are you thinking? I've seen a 12 year old using high blood pressure pills, and I'm wondering, what is going on? 12 year old, hypertension, high blood pressure pills. What is going on? What is going on? But here you are. Here you are. Everything is going on well. You think it's because of the food that you're eating. Continue to deceive yourself. You think it's because of your diet. You check it. How many calories? Continue to deceive. I'm not saying it's not profitable, it is. But know that something behind is at work in your life. Know that something behind is at work in your life. The moment Moses found grace with God, he didn't need to struggle with Pharaoh. The same man that he ran from, the same place where he ran from, the same place where he committed murder, the moment he found grace, God empowered him. He stood before the same man that brought him up. The same place where he was trained, he went back there with so much confidence. It is my prayer for you this month. Grace will lift you up this month.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen. I said, grace will raise you up this month.
Amen.
Above your contemporaries, grace will lift you up this month.
Amen.
Grace is the lifter and the raiser of men. Grace lifts. The moment you collide with grace, it does not leave you the same place. It changes your status. The moment grace comes into place, everything just changes. How do you comprehend a man called Saul? The moment the oil came upon him from Samuel, the Bible said everywhere that they had been looked down upon, they started to look up to him. How do you explain that? The same donkey that was looking for, the man of God said, the donkeys you are looking for by themselves, by this anointing, by this grace, the donkeys have found their way back home. Meaning that when you carry grace, whatever is missing, is lost, must trace you back. Pray for someone this month. Everything that you have lost, they are finding their way back to you this month.
Amen.
I didn't hear your believing amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear your believing amen.
Amen.
If you believe that, shout grace. Leave you with that. The number one thing that grace does, the number one wonders of grace, it lifts people up and it raises them up. The day David joined the army of Saul that has always been winning battles, from that day, that was the last time he ever lost a battle. Grace lifts up and grace raises up. This month, I sent the word of God ahead of you. It will lift you up.
Amen.
It will raise you up.
Amen.
I'm not even, I cannot feel your believing amen. I say it will lift you up.
Amen.
For somebody here, grace will raise you up.
Amen.
You have been in the dark area for so long. I prophesy to you that my grace, light will shine upon you.
Amen.
Come on, get up on your feet. Lift up your right hand to the Lord. Say to him, let your grace lift me up. Let your grace raise me up. Can you turn that into your prayer this morning? Come on, quickly, 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 quickly. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, quickly. Come on, quickly, quickly. Oh, where is that man? Where is that woman that wants to be lifted up and be raised up? This one, you will experience the wonders of his grace. Grace will lift you up. Grace will raise you up. Enough of obscurity. You are coming into light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. I have good news for someone. Your promotion has been delayed. This month, it will be released to you.
Yeah.
I said, for everything that has been delayed in your life, part of the wonders you will experience this month, it shall be fully released to you.
Yeah.
here I am. Take my life and embrace it.
Take my life.
Lift up your hands every prayer with you. You want to surrender your life to Christ? Or you want to rededicate your life to Him? Where are you? Let me pray with you this morning. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you for those watching online. Lord, I ask this morning that by your grace, let that man, that woman be saved by you. Lord, I ask this morning that as you're knocking at the doors of their hearts to save them, I pray that some hearts will be opened unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that grace for salvation be released to that man and that woman in the name of Jesus. And for that man or woman that wants to dedicate their lives to God, I ask this morning, Father, please accept them, cleanse them and purify them, and use them again for your glory. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. What will grace do for you this month?
It will perfect me, it will establish me.
I didn't hear you. No.
Wait.
The God of all grace is the one that will perfect, strengthen, establish, and set to you. But I'm asking you, what will grace do for you this month?
Will lift me and raise me up.